welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of October 22nd, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. The Kearney County Board meeting will be having their board meeting Tuesday, October 24th at 7 o'clock. And the Kearney County Library Board will also like to remind everybody that on November 1st, the service fees will be changing. Want everybody to be aware of that, and the rundown of those changes are: when you are making copies for an 8.5 by 11 and 8.5 by 14 black and white copies, it will be 25 cents per page. For 8.5 and 11 by 8.5 by 14 color copies, it'll be 50 cents per page. 11 by 17 black and white copies will be 50 cents a page. 11 by 17 color copies will be 75 cents a page. If you're using our die cut machine, if you use 8.5 by 11 or 8.5 by 14 paper, it'd be 25 cents a page. The 11 by 17 paper will be 50 cents a page. If you're going to be using cardstock or colored paper, it's going to be 50 cents per page for 8.5 by 11 size. For laminating services, this will be increasing. For a full page of an 8.5 by 11 page, it'll be $2. 3/4 of a page for an 8.5 by 11 will be $1.50. Half a page of an 8.5 by 11 will be $1. A quarter page or business card size laminated page will be 50 cents per page. Larger objects that require our roll machine, it will be $1 per foot. For our faxing services, the flat fee will be $2 for flat fee. In addition to the $2, it will be 40 cents per page to send out. If it is a toll-free number, it will just be the $2 flat fee with no additional charge. If you are receiving a fax, it is going to be now 30 cents per page coming in. If you have discs that you'd like to have cleaned by the library, if you do a quick clean, it will be $1 per disc. If you're going to do a deep clean, it'll be $2 per disc. And our overdue fees, those are changing as well. For books, magazines, and audiobooks, it will become 25 cents per day per item. Another change for our circulation is that DVDs and Blu-rays are now available for checkout for 14 days, and you can check out 6 titles when you are checking out, and the fines for those, if they're overdue, will stay the same. It's $1 per item per day. Bring the whole family to the second annual Great Pumpkin Hunt Friday, October 27th. The evening will start with a family fitness walk run around the Deerfield High School track at 6:30 p.m. At 7:20 p.m., children ages 1 to 12 will hunt for great pumpkin treats on the Deerfield High School football field. So bring your flashlights, because it will probably be more than likely dark. Also on October 27th at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Deerfield High School parking lot, it's Run for Your Lives. They will be having a Deerfield zombie run. All ages are welcome, but children in the 5th grade and younger must be accompanied by an adult. Registration prices is $8 for a single and $30 for a family of 4 or more. You can race or walk the streets of Deerfield, stopping at 10 checkpoints on the map. The more checkpoint stamps collected, the better chance for prizes. But beware of the zombies roaming around town. There's a bonus drawing as well. Bring a non-perishable food item for the USD 216 holiday food baskets for needy families, and you will be entered into a bonus drawing. The City of Lincoln Fall Cleanup will be starting October 23rd. Materials must be separated and stacked near the alley. Materials are required to be separated into piles by types, such as metal, plastic, wood, and appliances. Items that contain a combination of materials, such as wood and metal, require that the metal and wood be separated. The city crew no longer accepts tires, and no vehicles will be picked up. Items which are not separated will not be picked up. For large items, please call the city office for arrangements at 355-6252. Your cooperation is appreciated. The Kearney County Hospital is having a joint session with the Lincoln Schools for a town hall meeting Monday, October 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Lincoln High School Library. The Deerfield Recreation Commission is in need of a board member. They are seeking an individual to serve on their board for an unexpired term that will end June 2019. Letters of interest should be mailed to USD 216 Board of Education at P.O. Box 274, Deerfield, Kansas 67838, and they will need to be received by Thursday, November 9th, 2017. Activities for the Deerfield school system for this upcoming week: on Tuesday the 24th, they have their 4th and 5th grade music program at 2 o'clock and again at 7 o'clock. There's also High School Scholars Bowl at Lakin at 4 o'clock that day. On Thursday the 26th, there's high school football at Mineola starting at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday the 28th is the ACT test. For this upcoming week for the Lakin School District, on Tuesday the 24th, there's a High School Scholars Bowl here in town beginning at 4 o'clock. On Thursday the 26th, there's high school football here against Syracuse starting at 7 o'clock. And on Friday the 27th, there's high school volleyball state, and it's going to be at Emporia. On the 28th, there's the ACT test, as well as the high school volleyball state tournaments that will be continuing in Emporia. For the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday the 23rd, they will be having PATH exercises at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 24th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10. 10:30 is Days of Yore Museum Tour. And at 5 o'clock, there's a dinner on the town, and it will be at the Rib Crib. On the 25th, there's coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10, at 10:45 a Bible study. At noon is meal site, and the meal for that day will be chicken and rice casserole, mixed vegetables, bread roll, and Oreo fluff. On Thursday the 26th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10, and at 1:30 is bingo. On the 27th, there's coffee at 8 again, PATH exercises at 10, and at 1 o'clock is bridge. The National Environmental Policy Act requires federal agencies to consider all potential environmental impacts for federally funded projects before the project is approved. For all Farm Service Agency programs, an environmental review must be completed before actions are approved, such as site preparation or ground disturbance. These programs include, but are not limited to, the Emergency Conservation Program, Farm Storage Facility Loan Program, and Farm Loan Programs. If project implementation begins before FSA has completed an environmental review, this will result in a denial of the request. There are exceptions regarding the Stafford Act and emergencies. It is important to wait until you receive written approval of your project proposal before starting any actions, including, but not limited to, vegetation clearing, site preparation, or ground disturbance. Remember to contact your local FSA office early in your planning process to determine what level of environmental review is required for your program application so that it can be completed timely. Applications cannot be approved contingent upon the completion of an environmental review. FSA must have copies of all permits and plans before an application can be approved. The Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish program provides emergency assistance to eligible livestock, honeybee, and farm-raised fish producers who have losses due to disease, adverse weather or conditions, such as blizzards and wildfires not covered by other agricultural disaster assistance programs. Eligible livestock losses include grazing losses not covered under the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, loss of purchased feed and or mechanically harvested feed due to an eligible adverse weather event, additional cost of transporting water because of an eligible drought, and additional cost associated with gathering livestock to treat for cattle tick fever. Eligible honeybee losses include those of purchased feed due to an eligible adverse weather event, cost of additional feed purchased above normal quantities due to an eligible adverse weather condition, colony losses in excess of normal mortality due to an eligible weather event or loss condition, including CCD, and hive losses due to eligible adverse weather. Eligible farm-raised fish losses include death losses in excess of normal mortality and or loss of purchase feed due to an eligible adverse weather event. Producers who suffer eligible livestock, honeybee, or farm-raised fish losses from October 1, 2016 to September 30, 2017 must file a notice of loss the earlier of 30 calendar days of when the loss is apparent or by November 1, 2017, and an application for payment by November 1, 2017. Remember that the Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you want something to do for the day, you have visitors coming to town, you might want to take them to the museum and let them see our local artifacts. The staff would be happy to see everybody there. Some additional activities for the upcoming week. On Monday the 23rd, there's Kearney County Commissioners meeting at 8 o'clock. There's 4-H Council meeting and 4-H Officer training that day as well. On the Tuesday the 24th, there's Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday the 25th, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 o'clock is weigh-in, and at 8 o'clock is the meeting. There is a Lakin City Council meeting at 6:30. On Thursday, the 26th, there's immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse Office from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the morning, and then again from 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's also a Kearney County Rescue meeting at 6:30, Lakin Gun Club at 7, and Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Saturday, the 28th, there's 4-H Ceramics. Sign up today for notifications of weather or community alerts with the Kearney County Emergency Alert System. Get alerted about emergencies and other important community news by signing up for the program. This system enables us to provide you with critical information quickly in a variety of situations, such as severe weather, unexpected road closures, missing persons, and evacuations of buildings or neighborhoods. You will receive time-sensitive messages wherever you specify. Could be at your home phone, a mobile phone, business phone, email addresses, text messages, and there are other options. If you are interested in additional information, you will need to contact Don Robertson at 620-271-4769 or 620-355-6192. That's going to do it for us for this week. Just remember that starting November 1st, we will be having a change in our service fee, so remember that. And during your upcoming week, enjoy visiting with your family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.